In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
From Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, the untold story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McClane and Nicholas Ralph, The Most Reluctant Convert, in cinemas for one night only November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. She was the 33rd press secretary of the United States. She was by the former president's side through most of the last half of his administration. Kayleigh McEnany joins me for an exclusive right now as we talk about her new book and her new life on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. A very big, busy news season we find ourselves in the middle of. And my next guest needs no introduction. She's been all over Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live in years past. But she kind of stopped coming on quite as often when she got a gig at the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, the 33rd press secretary of the United States, Kayleigh McEnany. Welcome back. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Kevin, it's great to join you. We've been old friends. I've been on with you a lot. So it's really good to reconnect now that I'm back in the private sector.
This is the most important question I have to ask you. Are you still as big a fan of Taco Bell as you were then?
I am. I have it less regularly just because I'm on the road so much and I don't have any Taco Bells in airports, but I still love it.
All right. Good enough. Hey, in all seriousness, we have a world that is at a crossroads of crises. In every direction you look, it seems as though the world has been turned almost 180 degrees upside down from where it was when you and the president left office. Talk to me about what your sense is in terms of what's going on with the people of this country right now. Do you sense that they're happy with what's happening in Washington, D.C.? Are they frustrated, or are they fighting mad and ready to go to war over it?
Oh, I think there's an undeniable turn in this country, and I believe that turn came with Afghanistan. There's been a number of crises. You're exactly right. Inflation has added to it, the stalling of the monstrosity of a Biden agenda on the Hill, just a general sense of incompetence. But I think it all began with Afghanistan. I followed the polling closely, and it was, I said, that foreign policy doesn't tend to shift minds, but I think this is an exceptional circumstance where it defied left or right, Republican or Democrat. It just struck at the heart of what it means to be an American. We don't leave people behind. And indeed, it was at that point when Quinnipiac, left-wing poll, they said Andrew Gillum was going to be DeSantis by 7 points. It was at that point that all of a sudden Biden slipped to 42% approval, to 38% approval, to 37% approval yesterday in a poll that likes to oversample Democrats and cover for him. It's just simply stunning to watch the rapidity with which we have unfortunately declined.
Do you think that the Democrats themselves know the condition that the current administration is leaving the state of their party in?
I think so. Look, it's hard to delude yourself or kind of put lipstick on a pig in this situation. They try to each and every day. Jim Psaki saying, no, illegal immigrants are coming in late at night at 2:30 or 4:30. That's early morning. So they do their best. Inflation's a high class problem, to make these excuses. But I've got to believe, Kevin, when the door shuts, that they realize what they're up against. They have the slimmest majority in the House of any modern president, the hugest alarm bell of which is Terry McAuliffe in Youngkin out in Virginia being in a statistical dead heat, and Youngkin taking the lead on education, an issue friendly to Democrats typically. So I've got to believe, Kevin, when the doors of the West Wing close, Chief Staff's office, there's got to be a little bit of a panic.
Kaylee, I know from talking to defense officials that your administration, the administration that preceded the Biden administration, had prepared a plan for an orderly exit from Afghanistan that was conditions-based and would be governed by events on the ground as the military saw fit to govern it. And the fact that this guy came in and just basically tore it up, saying, well, because the other guy did it, I don't want to do it the way he was planning on doing it, really is shocking, considering that we lost 13 of our finest when we hadn't lost anybody in 18 months.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. You know, in my role as press secretary, it was my job to go to the different cabinets or different agencies, rather, I should say, and get information and gather, you know, the kind of the, what's happening in the meetings I was not in. And so when Afghanistan happened, kind of in the same vein, but more as a, you know, reporter, not to say I'm a reporter, but in more of a journalistic, inquisitive way, went back to some folks that I worked with in the intelligence community, folks who would have been in those planning meetings, generals I talked to. What I found is there was a plan. And I was told by General Kellogg in particular, Keith Kellogg, someone in the intelligence community told me that in a meeting with the president, he said, the president asked, you know, how soon would Afghanistan fall if there was no interim government? To which this high-level intel official looked at him and said, quickly. And President Trump retorted, you're right. If we don't have an interim government, it will fall in 2 days. And he kept repeating this 2 days refrain over and over. So it was crystal clear to President Trump and many others, this country will fall without an interim government, which is why over 4 years, he never pulled the trigger on getting out of Afghanistan. Unfortunately, 13 people lost their lives in a situation they should have never been in. They were heroes, our beautiful servicemen and women that unfortunately lost their lives at that Kabul airport.
Her new book is called For Such a Time as This, and that will be out in December, but you can pre-order it now. The pre-orders have already got her on several bestsellers list on Amazon, which is good news. Kaylee, it's been a while since you've been with us. How have you adapted to motherhood and work and, baseball wife, in addition to being the press secretary? How has the kind of mixed deck of life been in these last few months?
Yeah, so it's gotten better in that, you know, I see Blake a lot more. My mom was a real hero and getting Blake up to me when I was press secretary and making sure that I didn't go long stretches of time without seeing my daughter. But I get to spend a lot of time with her. I'm still on the road a lot. I like to keep my, you know, finger on the pulse of the nation. I travel far and wide from Orlando to Washington, Oregon, Texas. So I go and do speeches and whatnot in my day job on Fox, but I get to spend a lot more time with her. which is wonderful. I've picked up cooking a little bit, although my husband might disagree.
Well, come on. You've made the effort. That's the important part. Let me shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about the president. How often do you get to talk to him, the former president? How often do you get to talk to him? What are his spirits like, and what's your read on his feeling about 2022 and 2024?
Yeah, I talk to him every few weeks. I was able to see him in person recently, which was really nice to just sit down and talk to him. I can tell you, when I sat down with him, it was right after Afghanistan, and he was just disappointed, dismayed, really sad more than anything to see that this had happened and it didn't have to be this way. But look, he's overall, I will say, in terms of politically speaking, heartened for the prospects of the party and the midterms. Of course, he'll have to make that decision whether he runs or not in 2024. But I think he sees the party going in a positive direction and being a big tent.
Do you see him being involved in 2022? Is he going to campaign for close races? I mean, we've got a real chance to see the House flip back to Republican control and for the Senate to actually not only gain control, but maybe pick up several seats. How involved is he going to be in this next year?
I have no doubt he'll be very involved. One thing, I worked at the RNC, and I think very highly of the RNC. They do great work. But one thing they don't do, and probably for good reason, they don't get involved in primaries. They support whoever is on the ticket for the general election. President Trump, he's waded into these primaries, and just as important to him as the general election is the primary and making sure that we have a candidate, a conservative candidate, a candidate that's going to be loyal to the promises they've made to the people, someone who won't get sucked into the swamp. So, he's already waded in quite a bit on the primary level. And if I had to surmise, if I had to guess, I would say I think you will see him quite a bit on the campaign trail next year.
Well, and I'm going to guess that then bodes well for a possible run for himself because it keeps him relevant and in the midst of everything. We've been speaking with Kaylee McEnany. If you want to follow her on Twitter, like 2.1 million other people have. And by the way, Kaylee, how did the president get deplatformed? I got deplatformed, but you didn't get deplatformed. You must know something about communications on a different level than some of the rest of us do. So congratulations on that. But you can follow
her. He's coming for me. I'm sure Jack's coming for me at some point.
you can follow her at Kaylee McEnany, spell it out, KAYLEIGHMCENANY. And I know you're going to say go Bucks, but I'm going to say go Cowboys, and we're just going to have to leave it there for this time.
We will agree to disagree, but hey, when Tom Brady's on your team, how can you be against him? You just can't.
Yeah, no, I understand. Hey, great to catch up with you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Let's do it again.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
From Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, the untold story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McClane and Nicholas Ralph, The Most Reluctant Convert, in cinemas for one night only November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
We're very happy with the product. We're using it every day. My husband really loves it. He was a runner from when he was in high school. And past couple of years, he hasn't been running. So he's back to running. He's very happy, and he feels energized. I like the product, too. I think it's excellent. I can't see how taking fresh fruits and vegetables is going to harm you. Some of these drugs that they prescribe have all kinds of side effects. Well, I found no side effects with this, so I consider it like a little insurance policy.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kevin.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
From Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, the untold story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McLean and Nicholas Ralph, The Most Reluctant Convert, in cinemas for one night only, November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got lots to get to yet. Kelsey Bowler is coming up, also Shelley Goldberg before we're done. But next, I want to turn to one of the Fox News and Fox Business superstars. Charles Payne is his name. And he, you know, when you talk about the real deal, this is a guy that is as real as it gets on every level. And I've always been impressed with his acumen about the markets and so forth. But I'm also very impressed with who he is as a person. And I'm grateful that he's come back to the show. Charles Payne of Fox News and Fox Business. Hey, Charles, good to have you.
Hey, thank you so much for that wonderful, gracious, beautiful introduction, Kevin. Thanks.
You got it. Hey, let's talk about so in the last 48 hours, I've spoken to metals dealers. I've spoken to stockbrokers. I've spoken to economists. And there is a wide disagreement about whether or not we are actually seeing actual inflation. And I thought, well, I need some straight talk on this, so let's talk to Charles Payne about it. Why is there a debate over whether or not people are perceiving inflation to be a thing? Because it seems pretty obvious to me, but someone's making that argument somewhere. And if they and who's right in the debate?
Yeah, that sort of inflation argument, I thought, was sort of put to bed. You know, it was interesting last week. The Federal Reserve has sort of been making the argument, yeah, there's a little bit of inflation, but it's transitory, which is one of those words that can mean anything to anyone, right? Because in general, 100 years is transitory, compared to 1,000 years. So, but even one of the major guys on the Fed last week almost apologized. It was a mea culpa, a guy named Ralph Bostic. He's the head of the Atlanta Federal Reserve. In fact, they've got a swear jar now. And anytime anyone says anything that temporary, transitory, you've got to put a buck in there. So even they admit that they were wrong. And let me just give you some raw numbers, because I start with the numbers first, because I believe facts are the best way to have these conversations.
Thank you. Yes,
Year to date, crude oil is up 72%. Year to date, natural gas is up 100%. Year to date, gasoline is up 76%. Year to date, palm oil is up 41%. Oats are up 83%. Coffee is up 60%. Canola is up 50%. This is all just year to date. coal is up 188% year-to-date stuff.
I was comparing what all of those talking heads were telling me with what my bride tells me every time she comes back from the store. And in recent weeks, it's been about $200 more per trip to the grocery store than it would have been this time a year ago.
If you look at every major inflation crisis in history in this country, there's something unique right now so far with this one. Americans have more money this time. Wages are actually going up just year over year, just a little bit more than inflation. But that's on average, right? So that takes top to bottom. Now, this is the first time this has ever happened. Of course, you throw in three massive stimulus programs where $900 billion went directly into people's bank accounts. You throw in higher wages because of this worker strike. But even that starts to get gnawed away, particularly on the lower end. Real income is down. Last month, it was down 0.8%. The month before that, 1.1%. The month before that, almost 1%. So overall, they're up a little bit more than inflation, but it's a heck of a race, right? If you can imagine Usain Bolt against Usain Bolt, you know, once you get to the middle class and down, actually, they're losing that race. And for them to lose the race, it does mean, you know, you come out of the supermarket with fewer bags. It does mean you have fewer options in life. And it does become that sort of kitchen table thing that all politicians use in their campaign speeches, but often forget about once they're elected.
You have a colleague by the name of Megan Henney who authored something at Fox Business today and titled it, "Inflation Surge Could Mean Higher Taxes for Americans." How does inflation lead to higher taxes?
Well, you have this sort of prices are going up. To this degree, sometimes receipts go up. And sometimes when receipts go up, politicians, in my mind, this is at least from my point of view, use that as an excuse. I mean, you've already heard a lot of members of the Biden administration saying that this is somehow a high-class problem and actually turning it into a reason to be more aggressive with their campaign. Now, some of it has been just really embarrassing because it seems so out of touch, and it is out of touch. It's just one of these things where when it gets going the way it's going right now, it becomes so insidious. It doesn't have to lead to higher taxes. It should not lead to higher taxes. If it does, you know, then that's somebody being opportunistic.
It's going to be very, very tough to continue to state that, you know, even inflation itself isn't having this deleterious effect. I still can't believe that Jen Psaki, as recently as yesterday's White House briefing, was still making the claim that the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill is going to cost zero. It's like, I don't know what math school she went to, but the idea that this Build Back Better agenda is going to do anything other than bankrupt us, for me, is hard to see. But maybe it's just my perspective, Charles.
It's not. It really is not just your perspective. Last Friday, there are two real good gauges of consumer sentiment and confidence in this country. One comes out from a firm called the Conference Board. The other, the University of Michigan. So on Friday, the University of Michigan released theirs. It was a massive disappointment. And inside there, I found really what I thought was the most amazing part of it. Confidence in government economic policies. In April, it was 31%. In October, it was 19%. It's not you. It's independents. It's Democrats. Stephen Ratner, who was President Obama's so-called auto czar, wrote a scathing article a few days ago saying that this is just disingenuous, that there's no such thing, that this $3.5 trillion will have zero cost. And I think it's starting to backfire on people. There was a CNN poll that actually showed where with these two proposals, the two spending proposals that the administration is pushing, only had a 25% approval rating, and over 30% of folks said they thought that it would actually hurt their families. Think about that for a moment, because that was not the case a few months earlier, but everyone's feeling it. I mean, if you work real hard, you're not making a lot of money, and you go to the store and people are buying up everything, and a lot of them you recognize don't work at all. You're going to have a lot of resentment. You're saying, golly, you know, I'm doing everything right, but I'm paying a higher price. My family's getting a lesser life because they're just cutting checks all day long, every single day to everyone to curry political favor, to change change who we are fundamentally. And that's why it's backfiring.
Yeah. Well, watch him on Fox News and Fox Business. Charles Payne, CV Payne, is where you follow Matt on Twitter. Great Twitter follow, I might add. You're going to get all kinds of insights if you follow him there. Charles, always appreciate your time. Thanks for spending some with us today.
Listen, call me more often. I love it. Thank you.
We'll do it. Thank you. Charles Payne, there he is, off to tell the world what's going on in business today, and watch him on Fox and Fox Business. Kevin McCullough, lots still straight to come here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
From Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, the untold story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McClane and Nicholas Ralph. The Most Reluctant Convert. In cinemas for one night only, November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor, get your financial blueprint, get your strategy, and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal. Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us and so glad to have Kelsey Bowler back with us every week because I'm reminded when I speak with her about the amazing potential that America offers women every single day. Mother of one, hopefully mother of two very soon, but a busy working mom, an entrepreneur, someone who kind of charts her own path in terms of how she sets up her work schedule and her home life. And I really think a very positive role model for so many people. Kelsey, the left doesn't like ladies like you. They don't like that you're successful at what you do. They don't like the fact that you're effective in helping other people think more clearly. And they certainly don't want to give anyone like you or Meghan McCain a platform by which you might actually change people's minds in the process. I'm curious your reaction.
Yes, the left likes to call us problematic women. Meghan McCain is out with a new book, audiobook called Bad Republicans. I encourage anyone to go listen to it, but especially young conservative women who are interested in engaging in media. I think it's important to be honest and frank with them that it's not an easy environment. Conservative women are the last to play victim, but Meghan McCain is simply telling the truth about her experiences in The View. It sounds like what she said is that the show, the co-hosts, people who work for the show, made it such a toxic environment that it was just intolerable. That, you know, even someone as strong-willed as Meghan McCain finally had enough and had to walk away. And that's very sad, because I have to think, knowing Meghan McCain personally, if she can't put up with that nonsense, who among us can? And it's so important that conservative women's views are included in the mainstream. It's important that we do not just talk to and amongst ourselves, but reach out to those who have different perspectives. And that's what The View was supposed to do. Even providing the platform for one conservative woman was apparently too much. Meghan talked about facing postpartum anxiety and the difficulties, the emotional and physical difficulties of coming back after having her first baby, and how her co-hosts made it so miserable for her that eventually she had to choose to walk away. That's a really sad experience that I would hope those on any side of the political spectrum would object to and would demand better from a show like The View.
You know, even that fifth seat, that single seat that you refer to, even they don't even always go full-blown conservative with that, because I know Essie Cupp has been in there a couple of times in recent weeks, and she is certainly not as conservative as she once was. But it is, I do think it's telling when, because I think of Meghan McCain as kind of a, you know, a really tough gal. I mean, she doesn't back down from much of anybody. It's really quite something.
It is, and I think she's doing a great service, even for individuals like myself and so many others, by being honest about what that experience was like. I can tell you, having worked in media, of course, not anywhere compared to the level and the stage that Meghan McCain had, but, you know, doing TV and being in media is hard, especially during your childbearing years, where we conservative women do often want to prioritize the well-being of our children. And it's hard to accept as working women that sometimes that also means putting ourselves first, not just our children, but ourselves. I learned that the hard way after the birth of my first daughter. My water broke at 30 weeks. And looking back, I'm convinced that I overworked myself. I was way too stressed out. I was trying to do too much at once. And it's really hard to learn to say no, especially when young conservative voices are so greatly needed in these debates. And so it certainly is a challenge to navigate the media landscape as a conservative woman. I don't think many liberals would understand these types of challenges. I mean, what Meghan McCain went through. But Meghan McCain, again, is doing a great service to us all by being vulnerable, being honest about her experiences, asking places like The View to change, and also allowing the rest of us to see that, you know, walking away from a high-stress, toxic environment doesn't mean you're walking away from your entire career. There are different life changes you can make to keep moving forward in your career, continue having a voice for conservatives and conservative women, but also prioritize your health and your children first.
Well, that's said well, and we wish her nothing but the best. Kelsey, of course, edits the Bright email for Thursday, so be looking for tomorrow's edition at getbrightemail.com. Kelsey, thank you so much, as always, for your insight.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
From Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, the untold story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McClane and Nicholas Ralph, The Most Reluctant Convert, in cinemas for one night only, November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor. Get your financial blueprint. Get your strategy and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. Three special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Many doctors and specialists recommend eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables because they are scientifically proven to provide your body with numerous benefits. Inside each fruit and vegetable are thousands of nutrients known as phytochemicals. They help to keep your cells strong and healthy. For years, scientists have isolated certain phytochemicals, creating artificial vitamins. But phytochemicals need to work together, and isolating them can have harmful effects. Only by eating whole fruits and vegetables can you get all the phytochemicals working together in harmony. At Balance of Nature, we understand this. That is why we use whole, natural produce in our products, providing your body with all the nutrition it needs on a daily basis. See why people all across the world are taking Balance of Nature by going to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, this is the part of the show every week where we set down the front page section and we actually turn our ideas and brains to how to be a better parent, how to be more successful in your parenting, trying to help your kids not only survive through life, but thrive in many respects. And we turn to Shelley Goldberg, who is the former parenting reporter for NY1 here in New York City. Shelley, the last time you were here, we talked about the seven
life skills that parents should be teaching their kids. And I said at the end of it, when we were talking off the air, I said, you know, we should do a whole, we should do all seven of these as a series, because you could spend literally a week talking about each one in between. So you decided that was a not so bad idea, and you've come prepared today. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about EQ, also known as emotional intelligence, like IQ.
Right.
So it's often referred to as emotional intelligence. Great article at Inc.com, but I want to give a shout out to Jeff Hayden for writing such a great article. And the reason this is so important, Kevin, is sometimes parents throw their hands up. Gee, I don't like what they're teaching in school, or I worry about what my kids are learning in school. And I just want parents to know that there are so many critical life skills that you, as a parent, as a grandparent, can help teach your children and grandchildren that will pay off dividends forever. So one of those is EQ. So what is that all about? If a child has great emotional intelligence, they're going to do better in life. They'll have more successful relationships. It'll help them to not be manipulated as much by the people they meet in the world. What does it mean at its core? It means, EQ means you understand yourself. You know your weaknesses, strengths. You know what you're feeling. It also means you understand others. You can read body language. When you walk into a room, you know when your friend is angry. You know when someone is happy. You're good at reading people. And you also have a rich vocabulary, so you can identify what you're feeling. That means that you're teaching your kids the words angry, sad, frustrated, uneasy, but they have a rich, rich vocabulary when it comes to emotions. All right. So, and in the end, what we want for our children is to learn to control their emotions and not the other way around, because the more your children are in control of what they're feeling, the higher the EQ and the more energy they have to read other people and to understand what they're feeling. Okay, some tips quickly. Number one, all of this can be taught. You can literally help your kids develop great emotional EQ. Number one, play the what-if game. That means you're sitting around the dinner table, and you might say to Jonathan, what if someone blames you for something you didn't do? What if your sister hit you for no reason? Hmm. Talk about, what would your child be feeling? What words would they use to describe the emotion? And what are the different ways to handle it? Two, emotional conversation. Whenever you're watching TV or reading books together, why do you think Knuckle Bunny is upset? What do you think that character in the movie, right. Why do you think he's moving his hands or his arms that way?
Oh, no, what not the goldfish. Right. That is my six-year-old's constant request for snack time. Well, Dr. Jonathan Sapphire, says, hold that thought right there. Her book is Make America Healthy Again. That's
jerk,
her first bestseller. She's also got Panic Attack, which is all about COVID. But we're coming back with some doctor's orders on Radio Night Live.
Say here. Another way, or is there a different way you can express that? Can you want to try again? All right. Here's another tip. Talk about your own emotions. So, Kevin, it's really important that you share with your kids how you feel, maybe before you do an interview. Maybe you're a little nervous. Maybe you're not a little nervous, but expressing and sharing with them what your emotional life is like. And then what does Kevin do? What do you do to kind of talk yourself down when you're angry or sad or disappointed? Does Kevin go for a walk? Do you listen to music? Do you dance around the room with the missus? But what are your coping strategies for handling and managing your emotions? So those are some of the things that will help your child develop really strong EQ. So what goes on in your house, Kevin? How do you work with this?
Well, I'm so glad that you brought this up, because one of the areas that I think both of my sons had weaknesses in early on was the ability to be aware of what the room was, you know, like, so they were obviously very in touch with what they felt, but understanding and reading other people's emotions, I think we got help for them with both of them, because I just think it was a struggle for them in ways that my daughter didn't. But talk about the what if game. And you mentioned Jonathan, specifically this kid, he likes to start that conversation.
Dad, who do you think would win if so-and-so was battling so-and-so? And it started out, you know, Marvel Avengers versus DC Comics, et cetera. But it works its way into things like, well, what if the hand is going against the foot? Who do you think wins? But it's interesting how comparative he is in his thinking already and trying to, try to understand the universe a little bit better in that regard. I would say the other thing that we've tried to do, or what we've had to work on, but we've gotten better at it over the years, is having, you know, people express what they're thinking instead of just reacting. You know, I think if you sense that they need help with that, I think it's certainly very doable to help them begin to strengthen those areas. Since those basic skill sets can all be learned, it's just a matter of helping them do it and not necessarily getting upset with them, but saying, okay, let's slow down. Let's think, put it in the words that you're trying to say, because I think sometimes the feelings just get big, right? I'm overwhelmed by this feeling. Well, let's think about the feeling and then let's try to discuss, you know, from a more rational point of view, what you would like to feel or understand or hear differently. And I just
want to add to that, Kevin. I love asking your kids or thinking to yourself, what else could you do to express this feeling? Another technique, and I was thinking about it by what you said, is to have your kids act it out. In other words, you sit on the couch and it's almost like they're performing in a play.
Right.
Act this out. Show me what you're feeling. You know, the lamp is going to be your friend. Pretend the lamp is your friend, Larry. Show me what, act this out like you're in a play.
Right, right, right.
Sometimes that can be very helpful.
Great stuff, Shelley, as always. And friends, if you want to review this, we're going to do all 7 of the skill sets that you need to help your kids develop today, working on emotional intelligence and how important that is. Shelley Goldberg, always appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming back. Don't go away.
From Fellowship for Performing Arts comes The Most Reluctant Convert, the untold story of C.S. Lewis.
At 14, I ceased to be a Christian.
How could a mere man be called a great moral teacher and say the sort of things Jesus said?
For the first time, I examined myself with a serious, practical purpose.
Witness the remarkable journey of C.S. Lewis from atheism to renowned Christian writer. Starring Max McClane and Nicholas Ralph, The Most Reluctant Convert, in cinemas for one night only November 3rd. Get tickets at cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com.
Kevin McCullough, sometimes I need to take my own advice. My stock portfolio this morning was up 2%. On the life of the portfolio, 2% is all I've gained. Meanwhile, my metals portfolio is up nearly 30%, 28.95, in fact, when I checked at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, how did that happen? Well, with a concerted effort, a consistent strategy, a valued advisor, and a financial blueprint, my metals are outperforming the stocks. See, David Fisher walked me through my options. He listened to my goals. He helped me chart my objectives. And best of all, the financial blueprint that he and his team provide is free. So if inflation has you freaked out and your paper seems to be petering out, do what I did. Get an advisor. Get your financial blueprint. Get your strategy and start getting results for your portfolio. I'm so confident, in fact, I'm putting my gold where my results are. Complete your financial blueprint with David's team before Labor Day and be entered to win gold and silver from my very own portfolio. 3 special coins, an Austrian ducat, an American silver eagle, and a Canadian polar bear. Call today and sign up for your financial blueprint right now. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
Here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. For the patients that I have taking it, it's been phenomenal.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And as we are rolling through to the end of the show today, there are some things in recent stories that I feel like have been important but that have not been pointed out. As we have talked about these really big issues today, it's easy to get lost because the amount of important news that's out there is always, it seems like it's just ever, bubbling up in terms of what all to try to keep track of and so forth. But I want to redirect your thoughts and your brains just for a second to the events of that fateful subway ride in Philadelphia last week on a SEPTA train, in which a man gets on the train, begins to sexually assault a woman. Carries on for nearly 9 minutes, disrobing her, doing any number of things. And it's not until the train is able to be boarded by police that anything's done about it. And not only just the fact that it required the police to do it, but that the people that were on the train as it was happening decided instead of intervening or getting involved, they would instead pull their phones out and shoot video of it. Now, I know that you can't force people to engage in conflicts that they don't want to be part of. Just ask any good divorce attorney. You can't make people participate in a process that they are not motivated to participate in. But it is another thing altogether for people who are witnessing, in essence, a crime taking place to then, while that crime is taking place, instead of not just stopping it, but going on to record it for posterity's sake. And who knows what purient interest lies at the back end of that recording. It really is rather disturbing to me that this could have taken place in a major city in America, regardless of whether it was Philadelphia or anywhere else. But I think the thing that is most disheartening about it is the fact that there was no hero. You didn't have the one brave soul that stood forward and said, no, we're going to put an end to this. You're not going to hurt that woman. Friends, I don't know if we are deserving to keep the freedoms that we have in the future, if this is the example of how we are going to best defend them and the people that they belong to. We've got to give our conscience and our souls some serious, serious reflection in the days to come. All right, Kevin McCullough, see you next time.